Adventurers Club bids you welcome. As you know, every one of its members is a man of action and courage. All have colorful pasts, but in each man's life there is an adventure that stands out above all others. The members are already gathered, but their chairman is late. A most unusual thing to happen. Ah, there he comes now, and with him is a bronzed, finely sinewed man of military carriage.
Well, Mr. Chairman, you're late.
What's the idea there?
Gentlemen, I apologize, but better late than never. Boys, I want you to meet our newest member, Sergeant Bruce Farnsworth of the Royal Northwest Mounted Police.
Glad to see you. Gentlemen, I am honored to meet this gathering of intrepid explorers and adventurers, but I'm wondering if I can qualify for membership here.
Yes, you can, Farnsworth. That's why I brought you here.
It's kind of you to say so. I understand that it is my task to relate some thrilling adventure that happened to me.
That's correct. That ought not to be difficult for you, Sergeant, as a member of the Royal Northwest Mounted Police.
A sergeant no longer, gentlemen. I have retired. But there was one incident in my activities in northern Canada that stands out in my memory and will till my dying day. It may sound trivial.
We'll be the judge of that. Let's have the yarn.
Very well. There's a tradition that the Mountie always gets his man. I guess that's true. We were stationed in a bleak, desolate village in the northern part of Saskatchewan. As you well know, the winters up there are bitter cold, the mercury often dropping to 20 and even 40 degrees below zero. Add to this a vast territory of trackless forest and desolate waste, swept by blinding blizzards and raging winds, and you'll get a faint idea of the obstacles the Mounties have to overcome in the pursuit and tracking down of criminals and murderers who have vanished into the great Northwest. One day, just as the first heavy snow was blanketing us in our barracks, the telephone rang. Royal Northwest Police Barracks, Farnsworth speaking.
Hello, that you, Farnsworth? Jim Boone talking. Here, the French-Canadian trapper has been murdered in his cabin. I found him with his head bashed in, and his daughter is missing. You remember her. You've probably seen her at my trading post when her father brought in furs, you know.
Oh, yes, I recall her. She was known as the Fawn, wasn't she? Very pretty. Sort of timid little thing.
That's right. Well, it looks as if some cutthroat killed her father and took her away.
Any suspicions as to who might have done it?
No. Well, yes, I have. There was a fellow here about a month ago. Said his name was Bennett. Bought a lot of grub and ammunition. Said he was going after some white fox. He seemed sort of shifty to me. I didn't like him.
Seen him lately?
No, ain't seen him since.
All right. I'll attend to it. O'Malley, get the huskies and the sled. Make sure it is well provisioned. I'm going north.
What? Well, I'm a pink whisket walrus. Ain't it just like that? What is it this time?
Murder. Hurry, man, before the trail is obliterated.
Yes, sir.
Cabin looming up right ahead of us.
Oh.
Get a move on you. It won't be long now. Here we are. Our little cabin all stocked up with food for 6 months. Plenty of wood. We'll soon be warm, and my little fawn can toast her tootsies before the fire. There we are. Come in, quick. Let's have a light. That's swell. And now for a big roaring fire. Get over there and thaw yourself out while I rustle some grub.
My father. My poor dear father. Oh, God, help me.
Beans. Nice hot beans. Coffee and bacon. Ain't that food fit for a king?
Monsieur, why have you brought me here? You are a beast, a brute. God will punish you for killing my father.
Hey, sister, cut that out. Your old man just got nasty. And it was too bad for him. So you want to know why I brought you here? Well, I can answer that. You're the prettiest girl I ever saw, and I fell for you hard.
Oh.
Back in the States, I never had much trouble with gals. They always considered me a pretty nifty kid. Great Scott, what was that?
Hello, Bennett. I've got you covered.
Come on, Harry. Well, I'll say that was quick work.
Monsieur, it is that you have come for me.
Yes, miss, you're quite safe now. Turn around, Bennett, while I get your gun. Look out!
Don't try it.
That's better.
Well, looks as if you win, Mountie. But I'm curious to know how you tracked us so quick. This blizzard must have wiped out our tracks as fast as we made them.
You can thank the fawn for that.
What do you mean?
She very cleverly tore off black strips from her dress and stuck them on the bushes as we went by. It was an open trail.
I'd like to choke you for that.
It is something my father taught me.
Well, where do we go from here?
Why, we'll stay the night here, and in the morning we'll go back. I see supper is ready. I confess I'm hungry.
Oh, surely, Mr. Monty. See, we have beans, coffee, and bacon.
Well, thank you. It looks and smells very good. So we'll just eat the food Mr. Bennett so kindly bought and prepared for us. Oh, won't you join us, Bennett?
No, I don't want anything to eat.
Mr. Monty.
Farnsworth is the name. Bruce Farnsworth, miss.
Mr. Farnsworth, tell me about my father.
I'm very sorry, my dear. Everything has been attended to, though. And if it's any consolation to you, I may tell you that this man will forfeit his life for his crime.
Oh, will he, Mr. Mountie?
Oh!
Take him up, Farnsworth!
Why, what the...
You didn't know that I was a nut on guns, and that I'd naturally pack another one in my bag. Well, that's your little mistake. I'm not going back with you, savvy. And neither is the fawn. You and your dog team will just disappear. And that will be the end of Mr. Farnsworth.
Bennett, you're crazy.
Yeah, crazy like a fox. The Royal Northwest Mounted Police. I've read about you in books. They always get their man. Well, here is one man you won't get. I'm going to kill you right here and now. Want to say a little prayer?
No, thank you.
Going to die game, eh? Well, that's fine. And just to add a little suspense to our drama, I'm going to count three. Slowly. Just so I can watch your face as I go along. Then, out go your lights. Hold everything, Farnsworth. Not a move. I don't have to count three. Let's go. Watch my lips, Farnsworth.
you'll see me smiling. One. Two. We're getting hot, Farnsworth. It won't be long now. Three.
And so, the form is revenge. A life for a life.
Glory be, miss. Where did you get that extra gun?
It was his. I knew it was in his kit. I would have used it on myself if I had to.
Brave girl.
You she-devil. You got me. I'm done for.
I suppose you know you've saved my life.
As you have saved mine, monsieur.
Well, I'll tell the world you qualified, Farnsworth.
Well, I'm sorry, but that story isn't finished.
What became of the fawn?
The fawn? Oh, yes. The fawn. I'm sorry to say, gentlemen, she came to a sad end.
What?
What happened? What happened? What?
Gentlemen, she married me.
And so ends another strange adventure. These soldiers of fortune never know where the trail of adventure will lead them. They must be prepared for anything when penetrating far horizons. Join them again at their next meeting and hear another strange adventure in strange lands.